personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.
Informed Choice personal finance news at midday on Wednesday, the 20th of January 2016. I'm Martin Bamford. Leading UK company shares fell by nearly 3% in early trading today, with a continued fall in the oil price prompting market fears. The FTSE 100 index was down by 2.7%, with a 3% fall in the German DAX index, and the Paris CAC 40 down by 3.3%. Japanese stock markets fell to their lowest level since October 2014, with the Nikkei 225 index closing down 3.71% at 16,416 points. The UK unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level in over a decade. Unemployment now stands at 5.1% for the 3 months to November, according to the Office for National Statistics. This is the lowest rate since the 3 months to October 2005. The number of people unemployed fell by 99,000 to 1.68 million in the 3 months to November, resulting in an employment rate of 74%. This is the highest level of employment since comparable records began in 1971. Average weekly earnings were, however, down, lower at 2%, down from 2.4% in the previous reporting period. Business leaders and politicians are arriving in Davos for the World Economic Forum. Over 2,500 people will take part in the annual event in Switzerland, where delegates discuss foreign and economic policy. The theme of this year's conference is the Fourth Industrial Revolution, referring to the advent of economy-changing technologies. Attendees are also expected to discuss the slowing economy in China, the prospects for emerging market economies, and the planned UK referendum on leaving the European Union. Insurer Zurich has issued its second profit warning in 4 months after being hit with losses from winter storms in Britain and Ireland. Shares in the insurer fell by 9% to their lowest level since November 2012 after the warning about an estimated $100 million fourth quarter business operating loss for its general insurance business. Chancellor George Osborne is planning to place a duty on the Financial Conduct Authority to cap excessive pension exit charges. The government are concerned that, following the introduction of pension freedoms last April, around 700,000 people face early exit penalties if they move their pension pots. Osborne said the government isn't prepared to stand by and see people either being ripped off or blocked from accessing their own money by excessive charges. The FCA will take responsibility for setting the level of a new charge cap after consulting with the industry. That was your personal finance news bulletin from Informed Choice. For more, follow us on Twitter at Informed Choice.
Personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.